Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Hey, fellas, this is what you work all off season for. This is why you lift all them weights. This is why you do all that.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi.
Boom, this is Fantasy T, and you're tuned into 7 Mississippi here in the HQ Sports Network. What a week it was in the 3BZB in Week 11. I'm here with Hurricane, and we're ready to go over some of these games, man. How you doing, Hurricane?
I've had better weeks, but at least Thanksgiving's coming up, so it'll be good some good time to catch up, to reset, to grab some turkey, and watch some good football once and for all.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what. I'm sure the audience wants to talk about your your slide over the past month or so, and we'll definitely get to that. But we're gonna make the audience wait for that to hear the great Hurricane speak and share his thoughts. But man, this past week we had Ox Misfits, the number one seed, taking on the 7th Floor Crew, the number three seed, and it was a good battle. You know, it was a good battle, but in the end, Ock put up over 200 points, and hey, 7th Floor Crew had a good week, but he wasn't 200 points. What did you see there with Ock this past week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a big shootout game between Philly and Kansas City on Monday Night Football. You know, Jalen Hurts started a little bit slow, but, you know, he did his thing. You know, two rushing touchdowns to Desmond Hurt. You know, Keenan Allen has been very consistent for him. You know, he got him, you know, almost 30 points in that Green Bay game.
Yeah.
What and else? I mean,
he played with a banged up shoulder, which usually Keenan Allen gets knocked out of those games. I don't think he's the toughest guy personally, but he made it through and he had a good week.
Yeah. I mean, you know, also Baltimore with that running game, Gus Edwards had 22 points. Singletary doing his thing, 23 points in Houston. Kelsey, you know, he did drop that one possible, he did get stripped later on in the game, but he did have a touchdown, and McCaffrey had 23 points. I mean, even his, Ty Chandler, his Minnesota running back, got him 16. But really, all of it stems from Dallas has just been on point, getting him 33 points from a defense. I mean, that's just unreal.
Yeah,
that's wide receiver one numbers.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I mean, defense wins championships in the NFL, and it sure does in a 3BZB. Unlike any other fantasy league, our defensive point system here, it means something. And if you pick a team that doesn't play good defense and gives up a lot of yards and points and all that, you're going to pay the price. Another big matchup we had this week was number two seed Waka Flocka against yourself, Hurricane. And, Waka Flocka didn't have a great week. He put up 145 points, but you're 115. And you know what? We're going to talk about that later. You know, we're not going to let the audience have what they want. They want to hear the Hurricane struggle. You know that, Hurricane.
And of course,
they want to hear that you're giving up, and they're probably surprised that you're showing up right here, but I know the Hurricane and he'll show up when he needs to.
Yeah. Obviously I'm not going to give up. That's for damn sure.
Now in other news, the notorious ZIB, AKA MFK, put up 235.26 points. I mean, damn. Is that a new 3BZB record?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, can I address the elephant in the room on this? Because I have to talk about this part.
Let's do it.
So, the notorious Zip, huge Giants fan, you know, through and through with the banners. How on earth does he have the audacity to pick up Dak Prescott and play him?
Let me tell you something. The great T-Mo, the GOAT, okay? The undisputed GOAT, okay? He said to me before the start of last season's fantasy draft, because obviously he retired after winning his 20th Super Bowl, he said, T, you're finally going to start winning championships if you stop drafting the damn Giants. And that stuck with me, Hurricane. That stuck with me. And when I was faced with this dilemma this week, I know the Giants can't block anybody. I know they're going to give up a ton of points. And I said to myself, I'd rather the Giants lose so they can get Caleb Williams or Drake May or Bo Nix, one of them. And so, yes, I will admit I was rooting for the Giants to lose. And quite frankly, I want them to lose next week again, or against the Patriots again. Or sorry, not again. I wanted them to lose to the Patriots instead of winning again. Your thoughts?
I mean, listen, I understand. I get the strategy and the structure, but it just, it doesn't sit well with me. You know what I mean? I mean, a couple of weeks ago when yours truly was facing, you know, the notorious Zip and Dak Prescott was on the waivers, I said, you know, I'm not going to go pick up Dak Prescott, even though I could have blocked Dak Prescott from being used. Because as a Giants loyalist, I thought no way in hell would Dak Prescott be rostered in notorious Zip's team. You know, it just hurts. It hurts here to see this. I don't agree with it because at some point, yes, you're putting up a lot of points, notorious Zip, but you're also rooting for the Cowboys to do well because your quarterback is Dak Prescott. It infuriates me, honestly.
What is me rooting for the Cowboys to lose going to do? First of all, I can't control anything. Second of all, even if they do lose, what are the Giants going to catch up to them and take over the division? I mean, damn.
That's
Kawhi
true.
Leonard laughing whatever thing right now. Shit. I mean, hey.
All right. Listen, so
it's been tough, right, man. But I respect your opinion. And the old fantasy team, he wouldn't be proud of this new fantasy team. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Well, looking at the team, it is a new record, the 235, which is great. I mean, you did, you know, destroy Hurricane's previous record. I mean, the team just went off. I know Brandon Ayuk had that huge go-ahead touchdown. That was just nuts. So you got, you know, 30 points out of him. Tank Dell used to be on Hurricane's team, but was forced to drop him because of all the issues we're going to discuss later. But you got a big touchdown out of him for 33. He's really been coming on lately. Tank Dell is really emerging.
Yeah. That kid knows his way around the field. Mm-hmm.
And Davante Adams, 24, and Saquon is doing Saquon things again at 31. You know, you got Gibbs at 22. I mean, we can go on and on. I mean, and then you obviously played Washington against the Giants. I mean, that's a great 21 points there. I mean, Devontae Smith had that big long catch, a little bit short on the touchdown. He actually came back, stopped, caught the ball. I mean, it was really terrific. You know, talent that they have in that damn Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and you
just
know,
it makes me pissed off, but whatever.
And me too. I mean, Howie Roseman, their GM, you got to give it to him. His strategy is real simple. I'm going to draft Alabama and Georgia, and that's it. And those have been the two best teams in college football for quite some time now. And it's like, hey, all right, you don't want to draft these Alabama and Georgia guys? We will. It's just mind-boggling, Hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, they picked up Kevin Byard right before the trade deadline, and I think somebody else.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they're much better team than they were last year when they lost in the Super Bowl. I mean, they're going to be scary. They're going to be definitely a formidable team, and I know the whole league is going to be looking at them, you know, if they're going to do it or not this year. I mean, they have all the pieces this year, which is just incredible.
Yeah, after the way they looked last night, I mean, they just look like an unstoppable force right now. Now, the win over Kansas City, I think they're going to feel better about it than they probably should because we know Kansas City isn't the same Kansas City. But nonetheless, that was a heavyweight contender fight last night. And, you know, them damn Philadelphia Eagles came out on top. Let's move on from this topic because it's quite frankly frustrating me just talking about the Eagles and their success. So how about we jump into the standings and the points and all that sort of stuff? Let's do that.
You know, the turkey, the family, the tradition, football, and we have it all today.
Here it is. Look, we got dressing and everything they're taking down there.
Hey, Mr. Bad, Mr. Summerall. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Six-legged turkey there, and we got, you know, the stuffing. Look at the size of this turkey. Now, there is a turkey. You know, we got some legs on there. I mean, here's a leg. Then we got three here. We got three here. Okay.
Turkey legs got bigger and bigger and bigger.
And sometimes turkeys are getting so big in here so that they have, you know, so much in the, you know, in that part of the meat that they were breaking their legs. And they only had four legs, and the four legs couldn't hold them. So it was in USA Today, I think, the other day. And about the turkeys.
The Nation's getting newspaper.
So big, they're getting so big that their legs can't hold them. So they're breaking their legs. So you're finding big old turkeys with broken legs. So the way to do it, the way I say, is if you want big old turkeys, you have to give them more legs. See, now here's a turkey. We got one leg, two legs, three legs, four legs, five legs, six legs.
Reggie White, 1989, won the first turkey leg. That's when the turkey only had two.
Yeah, that was a two-legged turkey, and then Emmett Smith and Troy Aikman won it. It was still two-legged. And then when Eric Kramer and Jerry Ball won it, I think it was three or four legs.
And then we had to get more for the offensive line. Well, that's what happens to those turkeys.
And then that's where we keep them. I mean, you wonder, like, you know, where they go. You know, they just keep them in the trophy case in America.
Here we go, Hurricane. We've got on top Ox Misfits all alone at 8-3, followed by Waka Flocka at 7-4. Then you got the 7-4 crew at 6-5. Now you got a boatload of teams at 5-6. Notorious Zib, Hurricane, D's Nuts, all at 5-6 right now. By the way, Hurricane, you have the same record now as D's Nuts.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Wow, that's interesting. Fall from grace. That's the seventh seed. You got the 4-7 H to H, and then the comeback adult, man. 4-7. He's I don't know. He's had a bad few years in the past few years, I guess you could say. Not sure what's going on there with the comeback adult. I think he's in La La Land. But hey, this year we got 6 out of 8 making the playoffs. It's the lowest standard the 3BZB has ever had. But we found a way to survive. And right now, Hurricane, what do the standings tell you? What are the points scored and against and the records? What do they tell you? Who do you think really is the strongest team in 3BZB now? Are the records right and Ox Misfits on top?
No, absolutely not.
Oof.
I think some teams have just, you know, I can speak for myself, but that's for a later segment. I think some teams have really gotten the bad end of the stick when it comes to some of the injuries and some of the situations. You know, like Joe Burrow out for the year doesn't help. You know, Minnesota losing Kirk Cousins doesn't help. You know, so there's been a couple of big injuries and teams who have a lot of talented individuals, and that really affects it. I mean, last week too, you know, Tariq Hill got hurt right after he scored that touchdown. Devon Achane got hurt. I mean, teams are really going through. It's a very strange year because there's just a lot of injuries. Cooper Kupp got hurt. I mean, it's just incredible how many injuries has happened recently.
Yeah, it's been a debate on Sports Talk lately. Is it that the players are much more physical now than they were, or are these dudes just not as tough as they were back in the 80s and the 90s, even the 2000s? Who knows? But I'll tell you this, Hurricane. Ox Misfits has 1,971 points scored. The next highest 7-4 crew has 1,889. That's a big difference between 1 and 2. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say right now. Not saying nobody can beat Ox Misfits, but right now I think he's got to be the top dog, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, it doesn't mean anything when it comes to playoff time, right? It's a one-game situation. Anything could happen. Even if he gets the bye, who knows who will come out of that game to play him. So it's just about momentum in fantasy. You know that better than anybody.
Now, we look at the points scored against, man, the comeback adult is just, he's just taking it, man. I mean, the opponents have scored 2,020 points against him compared to Waka Flocka, who has the least, 1,626 points. I mean, that's 4 centuries of points difference right there, Hurricane. That is unreal. In fact, the next closest to the comeback adult is H to H at 1915.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Hey, hey! But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I'd like to have 75 degrees and sunny all the time too, but that's not football.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain?
We're going to play us through lightning and rain.
Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
I despise your killing and raping. You're despicable.
Are you my judge?
It's just, you should be punished. I'm going to chop off your arm. So you ready?
We're back, and Hurricane, the spotlight now. Yeah, put it right there on Hurricane. Move it to the left a little bit. Yeah, right on it. Yeah, there you go. It's all on you now, Hurricane. What is going on? You are 5-6, and you're fighting just to make the playoffs right now. When it wasn't too long ago where you were just a dominant force. You were playing Street Fighter, and you were just knocking everybody out. It was a bloodbath. And now, this hurricane that we couldn't find a way to stay safe from has turned into a bunch of weeds in the open farmland with a spring breeze. What's going on?
Yeah, I think the best way to say it, and I thought a lot about this going into this segment, is my team has become Marquez Scantlin. Just how he drops that wide open Mahomes touchdown that would have ended the game. And then he hits his helmet after the game in the right before he gets to the locker room. That's how my team is right now. Yeah. I think they just got they let it get to their heads. And, they forgot how to play football, honestly. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, Justin Jefferson being hurt really hampered the team. I mean, he was only supposed to be out for 3 weeks. He's been out for almost 2 months. And every time I keep thinking he's going to come back, he doesn't. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be questionable moving forward because Joe Burrow now is out for the year. So who the hell knows how many touches he's going to get there. And then
Jake Browning looked good in the Pac-12 when he was in college. But then again, I mean, most quarterbacks in the NFL looked like they were good in college. I was just trying to lift you up there, but I guess I couldn't.
Yeah, and then, you know, Buffalo is just having their woes when it comes to offensive football. So that obviously, takes a toll on Stephon Diggs. And Lamar Jackson, he picks and chooses what games he wants to play. I mean, he could put up 29 points or he can put up 10 points. So, and I've done my best to kind of, between Ford and, even when I had Tank Dell and I put in, Downs and then he got hurt. I mean, there's just, it's between guys not showing up, guys getting hurt, and too many guys dropping wide open passes like Marquise Scantlin.
Choose life or death.
sitting back. But, you know, look, some of the talk around the water cooler has been Hurricane just got really complacent and cocky. And he said, I'm the Hurricane. I'm going to win. I'm going to talk shit. Any truth to those rumors?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I still feel like I could still win. You know, a couple things have to go my way, obviously. But, you know, I'm not giving up. And, you know, the team is going to hopefully bounce back. And as long as I get into the playoffs, and this has always been the golden rule in fantasy, as long as you get into the playoffs, anything can happen. So if I made a run early on in the year and I shit to bed the second half of the year, but I still get into the playoffs, I can still make that last run to win it all. Let's be clear.
Let's go back to week 8. This, I think, is when things started to crumble a bit here. You put up 158 sure. And you lost to the 7-4 crew. Right. Then we go to week 9. Week 9, who do you play? You played the Zib, the ZIB. Oh, my God, that's the week where you lost by .28.
can we talk about that game for a second?
Feel free, but you only put up 146 points, so it wasn't a good week for either team.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. That game I remember specifically because the NFL is trying to get cute. They had a freaking 9:30 a.m. game, and Joshua Downs, I went to change him at like 9:31, but it was too late because he was going to be limited. I mean, they got to stop with these freaking 9:30 a.m. games. This is not Sunday night, Sunday football. You should be able to set your roster for the 1 o'clock games. Every week, I shouldn't have to wake up at 7:30 on a Sunday to check my roster and make sure guys are good to go. I mean, the guy I would have put in would have got me the points to win, but you know what? It is what it is. I mean, too little, too late. It happens, I guess. You know?
Hey, it is what it is, like you said. But as the great Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are. Back in
week... I don't care about Parcells.
Hey, easy, buddy. Easy. Week 10 now, this was your third loss in a row. You lost to the comeback adult who only put up 159 points. Then we go to this past week.
So that week.
Listen, Hurricane, I'll be honest. We only have so much recording time. We got to do the predictions. So then we go to this past week. You lose, but you lose to a guy that put up 145 points and you only put up 116. My point, Hurricane, is I know that you're facing adversity right now. And it's been a little tough, but 116 ain't gonna cut it. I'm telling you that much. Now, on to week 12, back after this.
The number two Thanksgiving moment of all time. Leon Letts. What was that anyway?
Freaky. Just freaky. That was bad. That was bad.
Watch what happens. It's Leon Letts. No!
When people say Leon Lett, that's the first thing you think about.
It may be the biggest gaffe in Cowboy history. It really may be.
Long before Leon failed to let it go, Thanksgiving 1993 was already a strange one in Dallas.
It's probably the worst field conditions ever for a football game at Texas Stadium.
Chill factor around zero. Temperature on the field 26 degrees.
You're used to that if you're a Packers fan or a Bills fan, but not a Cowboys fan. The whole feel was surreal.
We fought a very tough football game against Miami that day.
I mean, there was a lot of sliding, but it was a fun game to play.
Intercepted by Bill Bates!
Until the end of the game.
15 seconds, and here's Stojanovic.
Miami's trying to kick a field goal, and if they make it, game's over. If they miss it, we win.
The number two moment on our list kicked the stuffing out of the Cowboys.
And it's blocked! It's blocked and rolling around at the 10-yard line!
The game's over. We win a game, and I don't know the thought process. You're like, no, he's not gonna do, oh, God.
The clock continues to move as the ball rolls free in the end zone. The Dolphins fall on top of it.
Here came Leon Lett. Like he's on a toboggan after the football.
Nobody would be stupid enough to go up and touch it there, would they?
Yes!
Oh!
Leon Lett! Leon Lett!
What is he doing?
What the heck is going on here?
So they get another shot.
Here it is. Sets it down. Kick is up. It's good, and the Dolphins win the ball game.
Yes,
the Dolphins
sir!
Win 16-14.
Right.
Holy Toledo.
Then they do the shot of the sideline, and Jerry Jones is there.
The Cowboys will win.
I swear to God, his chin fell to his knees, and it was like, oh, this is too good. Bring the turkey out. Let's have some more.
Need auto parts? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With convenient locations nationwide and well-trained professional parts people, you can count on O'Reilly to help you get back on the road fast.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's week 12, Thanksgiving week. This is the time of season when we start seeing the contenders tell us if they're for real or not. It's also where we see teams that we thought were pretenders make their way up to a contender. And while the 3BZB's playoff format might be as wide open as ever, with the amount of teams getting in, one thing's for damn sure. Ox Misfits sits up on top. And the rest of us are trying to keep pace. This is the 3BZB. This is where the big boys play. And this is week 12 in the NFL. In the league where they play for pay. Here we go in week 12 in the National Football League. It's time to make a run for the playoffs, Hurricane. And in the marquee matchup of the week, we got the top seed, Ox Misfits, taking on the Hurricane. And this is a big, big game, Hurricane, especially if you want a shot at potentially having a bye. This is a must win for you. And how is your team going to do in this one?
Listen, I feel very good. The team is in prime position this week. I feel to bounce back and do what they need to do. You know, Lamar Jackson has a great matchup on Sunday Night Football against the Chargers. Should be a high-scoring affair. You know, Stephon Diggs, Buffalo is playing Philly, so I expect some decent point production out of him. Jamar Chase has a favorable matchup against the Steelers, and then Joshua Downs has a good matchup against Tampa Bay. So, and then, you know, Jerome Ford is going in. And then some other flexes, maybe the Seattle running back, Zach Corbernet, because Kenneth Walker is out. He's injured. And, I mean, I know he has Jalen Hurts and Keenan Allen and McCaffrey, Kelsey, but, I expect big things out of this team. I expect to hopefully win this week.
Yeah, he's also got McCaffrey against Seattle, who isn't really the best against the run, and they got that really talented secondary. So I think McCaffrey is going to eat. I mean, he'll have a turducken, as John Madden used to say. Gus Edwards has scored 5 touchdowns in like 3 or 4 weeks. The guy is the new LeGarrette Blount from back in the day. Devin Singletary, who I dropped, has now put up 20 points in back-to-back weeks. He's playing Jacksonville, a tough rush defense, but the way he's playing, it looks like a good play. You got Waddle going up against the Jets. That's going to be interesting because not only is Sauce Gardner really good, but DJ Reed on the other side is as well. And he'll probably be on Waddle. But they're not going to, I don't think they're going to travel with either, you know, either of the guys, but, that's going to be an interesting kind of play because Miami could go in there and really just, you know, run roughshod on a demoralized Jets team, but, yeah, that's be an interesting one to watch. He's got the good old reliable, Michael Pittman. You know, he's just like a Buick back in the day. You know, he's a good old reliable. He'll get you, you know, 15 points, you know, sometimes more, but hardly ever less. This is, you know, Taysom Hill. Is he going to go with the cheat code? And then you got some question marks down here. There's not, this will be an interesting one, man. I think
I think Ock and Dallas going up against Washington. But I don't think Dallas is going to go nuts there. Washington, you know, Sam Howell, I think, still leads the league in passing. No, this is going to be interesting, but Ock consistently puts up 180 to 200 points, man. So I'm going to have to go with Ock here. I'm going to call it 191 to, I'm sorry, Hurricane. I don't like your matchups this week. There are some tough situations. I think you put up 162.48, man. I really do.
Let's hope you're wrong.
Hey, let's move on to another game here. How about the notorious ZIB taking on D's Nuts? Now, this one, they're both 5-6. They seem to play each other a lot on Thanksgiving. And the notorious ZIB's got Dak against Washington, Ayuk against Seattle. I don't think Ayuk's going to have a big game, whether he sees Tariq Woolen or the rookie phenom Devin Witherspoon. I think McCaffrey's going to do a lot of the work. Tank Dell versus Jacksonville. You got to like Tank Dell any week right now. Devontae Adams against a tough Kansas City defense. I mean, this is an underrated defense. And now they got L'Jarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie playing well in the secondary. This is going to be a bit of a tougher matchup for Adams in the old days against Kansas City. Saquon against New England. He looked good, but I don't think we'll have a big week. I think the Giants will struggle. And then you got Jahmyr Gibbs on Thanksgiving, as well as Sam Laporta, Jonathan Taylor, Chris Olave, and Puka Nacua. Devontae Smith seemed to be benched. I think that's what we're looking at here. I think that's a pretty good lineup for this week. What do you think, Hurricane?
Yeah, I like the Zibs team, but I would probably start Puka Nacua because, I mean, if he's healthy, I would start him just because Cooper Kupp is going to be inactive, so all the targets are going to go his way.
Yeah, I'm waiting Devontae to see shoulder status.
And Devontae Smith, I would probably try to push him in your team somewhere because he has A.J. Brown, so who knows where the targets are going to lead. I mean, if they're going to double A.J. Brown, which generally they do, or kind of, they'll leave Devontae Smith open, and he's also just a great, great talent there as well. So, no, I think it's going to be a close match, but I definitely I like the Zib. I mean, I don't like Brock Purdy against Seattle, but who the hell knows?
I think Debo will have a big game.
Yeah,
I think Debo is going to be utilized heavily on those little underneath catch and runs.
Yeah, I don't see much firepower besides like Rashard White and Etienne. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Etienne's in a pretty good spot. Dawson Kincaid, it's against Philly, but still Dawson Kincaid is a really good play. And then AJ Brown, I mean, after last week, you know he's going to go bonkers this week. And Buffalo, they did pick up Rasul Douglas as corner, but they don't have Trey White. I think AJ Brown is going to go bonkers. DeAndre Swift, I think he'll have a big game too. And that Pittsburgh defense against Cincinnati, that's also a good play. I mean, I think this is going to be a really tight one, man. I really think it's going to be a tight one. So let's move on to, what do we want to talk about? Waka Flocka versus the Comeback Adult or the 7-Floor Crew? Yeah, let's just do that one. Because H2H is not very involved. I mean, Waka Flocka here, I'm just going to look at the Comeback Adults team. It's got Tua, Garrett Wilson, Gabe Davis. Does Gabe Davis play football anymore? Tariq Hill. I mean, look, this is going to come down to Hill and Eckler. If they can go bananas, Keaton Mitchell maybe converts his four touches into 20 points again. Then I think they have a chance against Waka Flocka. But the way I'm looking at Waka Flocka's team right now, CeeDee Lamb, and Brees Hall. I mean, I don't know. I'm not really impressed with Walker's team. And then Aaron Jones ain't playing. Yeah, I don't know who's going to win this game, but it's not going to be high scoring, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I think the way the Comeback Adults were to win this game, if Miami goes bonkers on the Jets like the Bills did against the Jets last week. He's really going to need those points. Yeah, he's going to really need those points from Tua and Tariq. I mean, that's really where it's going to come down to.
Yeah, and Eckler, if he can have a vintage Eckler performance. He lost Mark Andrews, too. I mean, the Comeback Adult had a tough season, but this one might put the Comeback Adult in a really, really tough spot to make the playoffs, which is obviously a rarity.